mind is limited in terms of your career, do you find yourself kind of approaching these playoffs with a different perspective, different passion, or maybe more?
Not really. You know, I still have the same passion. You know, I think one thing I probably need to do more is just, you know, emphasize it to my teammates, you know, because, I mean, I was young in this league at one point, and my first year I made the playoffs. After that, I didn't make it for the next 4 years, you know. So these opportunities don't come by that often, and I think once everybody understands that, you know, it gives everybody else a different perspective.
Champ, what's this defense doing differently, better week 17 compared to week 1?
Well, I think, I mean, we've done a lot of good things. You know, a lot of things show up on paper. But, you know, I think one thing we struggled with the last few weeks was finishing games. And, you know, I think we did a better job last week. We just got to grow from that. And it can't be a one-week thing where we, you know, do pretty good against Kansas City. And then, you know, we face some of these better teams in the playoffs. Games are going to be closer. You know, teams are going to be better. That's just how it is. And we got to make sure we play all 60 minutes.
Champ, you said at the beginning of the season this was probably your best chance to win a Super Bowl. Now, in hindsight, looking back at the regular season, has this exceeded your expectations or has this matched your expectations?
I honestly didn't know what to expect early in the year. It was one of those, you really don't know what you're going to get, you know, because we had a lot of guys that played, the young players that played last year, and, you know, we expected more from them. Just all about how they grow, and I've said it before, we're only going to be as good as our young players play, and if they don't play well, it's going to be hard for us to be a good team.
Just how much has Peyton's presence kind of helped that learning curve for the young guys on your side of the ball?
Well, it makes you grow up faster because, for one, he's not going to let you get away with constant mistakes. Maybe one here, one over there, but same mistakes over and over. He didn't want you in there, and that's the same way on defense. You make too many mistakes, you're not going to play. And that's the way we kind of, you know, had this team going since day one. Guys don't make mistakes, and, you know, that's why they play.
Peyton doesn't seem to be particularly mild to me, but he certainly lets you know when you're doing good or bad. Is that correct?
I think that's when you guys leave the field. That's
Someone more corny, noisy?
Well, you didn't get to see much in training camp, you know, but he makes his point loud and clear. Let's just say that. And when he has to do that, guys know it, and guys, you know, they get in line and, you know, do what they have to do to get that job done.
In a perfect world, in that divisional round, would you like to see a team that you played before?
I don't think it really matters much. You know, I mean, there's two teams that we might have to face that we lost games to, but, you know, that's one thing I can say. I'm glad we've played at least most of the teams on our side and we're familiar with them, but at the same time, it doesn't matter.
For you personally, you might see Reggie Wayne, you might see A.J. Green. How do you draw on your past experiences in studying film and then going forward to the game?
Well, for one, at this point in the season, I mean, every team has a guy like that, you know, or similar. I mean, I think these guys are, you know, their own player in their own way, but, you know, everybody has a nice number one receiver coming up, and we're aware of it. You know, we just, whoever comes up, whoever wins, whoever loses, doesn't matter. We're going to be ready for whoever comes up.
Hey, back to Mark's question. Is Peyton the best crap talker on the field?
Crap talker?
Yeah, well, I'm trying to be polite here.
Well, I don't know. I don't play against him anymore, but when I did, he didn't talk much. You know, it was mostly about getting his team down the field. I mean, I think he talks his trash best when he's throwing touchdown passes. And
how about inside of the locker room itself, just amongst the guys?
He's funny to be around. He's definitely one of those guys you love in the locker room because he knows when to keep it light and when to keep it serious. It's just not all serious all day. So, I mean, I like that personality.
Does anybody shoot back at him?
Oh, always.
Always?
Always, yeah. I think, you know, now that we're kind of going against each other this week, there's a lot more trash talking, you know, about what we could do. I don't know how close you guys are to the building when we're out here, but it's pretty loud.
You watch the games by yourself, Champ? Or you sit with some teammates this weekend? Will you give a...
Well, we haven't planned anything. We've been talking about getting together, but, you know, that's more of a personal thing.
In preparation for the next game, do you turn your brain off and just say, whoever it is, prepare for them, or do you prepare for all three of them in your head right now?
Right now, I think we need to focus on us, you know, make sure we correct the things that we struggled with or, you know, things that we've had little problems with. And then from there, you know, we'll find out who our opponent is and then start preparing for them. But I think as a professional, you should be watching these games. You know, you should be paying attention to what's going on. You can see a lot more from the TV copy. So we're definitely going to be tuned in to what's going on.
There's always a lot of talk about bye weeks and the problem with teams focusing or losing momentum. Do you have any opinion on that or how you can avoid that?
I don't think it really matters. You know, it's just the mindset of your team. I think every team is different in their own way. You know, it's just all about, you know, your mindset going into it. It's not, I mean, it's good for some teams, it's not good for some. I really wouldn't know until we play, but right now I don't have any problem with that.
Was Elvis feeling good about Louisville last night?
Absolutely. You know, I really don't want to talk about it anymore. You know, I don't like the Gators, but I like them because they're part of the SEC. Right. So, you know, I root for them in that point, but you know, you got to hear Elvis all day. Hopefully it tunes down a little bit.
Yeah. Are you glad that Jack's name hasn't come up yet and all these head coaching openings that are everywhere? It seems like you guys lose your...
Part of me is. But, you know, it's... you know, if it happens, it happens. It's really not my place to, you know, put my opinion on it. You know, if it happens, it happens.
Would it be a lot for him to come back next year?
Yeah. Yeah, it would. To us, yeah, it would. But, you know... It wouldn't be anything different if you didn't.